Jerry Bader, show 949. Before we make our Super Bowl picks, Earl drew my attention to this. I was unaware of it. I understand that there is a swath of America out there that does not follow NFL football, the NFL, at all. I get that. Three of those people showed up on Jeopardy last night. Now, a couple of thoughts on this. One, there's a category where no one rang in once. They all sat there dumbstruck. Earl, how often does that happen? I don't know that I've ever seen it. I'm guessing it's happened before. The show's been on too long for it not to have happened. But the entire category of questions, nobody even took a shot in the dark. They just sat there. The category was football. Listen to this.
Football 200.
Your choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back.
What is the option?
It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah.
Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team.
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Do you think we should go to commercial? Ryan?
Take it on to 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled.
Fair catch.
Fair catch. Two clues left, Ryan.
800.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense that cancel each other out.
What is offsetting?
And they are called offsetting penalties. Let's look at the $1,000 clue, just for the fun of it. Jimmy?
As Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 52, I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to four Super Bowls.
What is the Purple People Eaters?
If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die. Who are the Purple People Eaters? We're going to take a break. I have to talk to them.
Now, there are people who email from time to time. How come you talk about sports? And I understand folks like you are out there. I get that. But for three of them, just think about it. If you had one diehard NFL fan, could have swept that. Man, even a big football fan may have not known all of those. I argue, now it says he perfected the shotgun. That's accurate. The San Francisco 49ers in the early 60s actually developed it for Billy Kilmer, who by nature was an immobile quarterback, even made more so by a leg injury in an automobile accident. Not everybody's nuts like me and knows all that stuff. No, that was, everyone says that. That was Sonny Jurgensen. Sonny Jurgensen had the beer belly. People confuse those two all the time because they both ended up late in their careers at Washington. And Jurgensen was not the one that threw the wobbly pass. That was Billy Kilmer. Billy Kilmer could not throw a spiral to save his life. Sonny Jurgensen threw a beautiful deep pass, probably second only to Warren Moon. Jurgensen had the beer gut. I have a friend that confuses those two all the time. He doesn't have a beer gut. Now, do Sonny Jurgensen. Earl did photos of Billy Kilmer. There's no beer gut there. Sonny Jurgensen is the one with the beer gut. People confuse that. You need to go to images, Earl. Confuse that all the time. And in fact, people thought it would be a problem when Vince Lombardi got to Washington because he had a reputation for being out of shape. Even that was somewhat undeserved. But yeah, that between the two, that's the guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cover of Sports Illustrated, when Vince Lombardi became coach of the Washington Redskins, Earl just saw this looking for a picture of Sonny Jurgensen. The scalping party begins. How times indeed have changed. One other football note before we make our picks. Actually, let's make our picks, and I'll tell you where Aaron Rodgers has made some waves. We'll make our picks first, and then Aaron has made a little noise on the right before the Super Bowl. Yeah, well, that's not exactly. Yeah, he's kind of getting in touch with his inner Brett Favre. All right, the picks. I still don't know who to cheer for. I'm very conflicted on that. I'm going to pick the Eagles. Probably going to be wrong about this. I'll tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at what Nick Foles did against Nick Foles is why I thought the Eagles weren't going to make it. He looked ridiculous. Could Carson Wentz have played any better in that game? Absolutely not. Earl says Eagles 27-21. I'm just going to tack on a score to each. A score-ish. 35-28. Eagles. 35-28 Eagles. Not what I'm wishing for. I just don't like either team. So I don't know. If I'm wrong, the score is going to... If we're both wrong, Earl, here's how we're going to be wrong. The score you have is going to be right with 2 minutes left. That's how we're going to be wrong. And Brady will be Brady again, which, by the way, that is most likely if the Patriots win. I think that's most likely how the Patriots win. Patriots, yeah, 6 points. It just, I knew they were going to win the AFC title game. I could just feel it. I could see it slipping away. All right, Aaron Rodgers. Packers QB Aaron Rodgers wants to take the same path as Tom Brady, still flinging footballs and chasing championships at age 40. He's 34. He knows he might have to leave Green Bay to do that. The 34-year-old acknowledged Thursday in an interview with the Associated Press that he may have to play for another team, as did Brett Favre at the end of his Hall of Fame career. Rodgers said he didn't think Favre ever fathomed leaving Green Bay before the Packers dealt him in 2008 to the Jets to make room for Rodgers. Favre finished his career in Minnesota. I think you have to be humble enough to realize if it could happen to Brett, it can happen to you. So I think you need to hear what he's saying here. He understands that the Packers, as they did with him, may feel it's time for a new era to begin. They were right. The Packers have been vindicated by Aaron Rodgers' Hall of Fame career. They made the right move. If they had let Brett Favre stay in 08, he probably would have wanted to have stayed in 09. And Aaron Rodgers goes and be Aaron Rodgers somewhere else. That's likely what happens. Now, his inner Favre is losing his quarterback coach, his security blanket. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know that yet, how that plays out. No, but we don't know how. He can say whatever he wants. What I'm saying is we'll see how it actually affects him, is what I'm saying. So we'll see. I just hate to say this. I shouldn't even say it out loud. I'll knock on whatever I can knock on here. Aaron Rodgers has had more injury issues than Tom Brady and obviously more than Brett Favre. I just don't know that 40 is a realistic goal for him. I don't. But I have no idea. All right, we'll get to Memo Watch and other things after the news. It's 9:59.
Jerry Bader Show.